This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's spokeswoman, Kira Yarmish, on Saturday confirmed Navalny has died in Russian custody, citing an official notice given to Navalny's mother. In a video statement, Yarmish demanded Navalny's body be released to his family immediately. Russian prison officials said the 47-year-old Navalny, a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell unconscious and died Friday after a walk at the Polar Wolf Arctic Penal Colony in Karp, about 1,900 kilometers northeast of Moscow, where he is serving a three-decade sentence. The death of Navalny deprives Putin's opponents of their most formidable leader and the man who, for some, embodied hope of a better future in Russia. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Despite being banned in Russia as extremist, Navalny's flagship anti-corruption fund vowed to continue its operations. In Russia, officials warned people against participating in a mass protest in Moscow. Some were detained there, as well as in St. Petersburg. The developments come as Putin gears up for an election which could keep him in power until at least 2030. Opposition groups have described the vote as an anointment.
That's Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Saturday warned allies an artificial deficit of weapons for his country risks giving Russia breathing space. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Zelensky spoke Saturday to the Munich Security Conference, an annual gathering of security and foreign policy officials. Ukraine is back on the defensive against Russia in the nearly two-year-old war, hindered by low ammunition supplies and a shortage of personnel. Zelensky said Ukrainians have proven that we can force Russia to retreat. The president said that the troop withdrawal was a correct decision and emphasized the priority of saving Ukrainian soldiers' lives. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The Israeli military said Saturday its forces have arrested more than 100 terror suspects at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. Israel Defense Forces said several suspects were killed during the search of the facility. As the IDF began its operations in the hospital this week, Israeli Chief Military Spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari insisted they found Hamas regularly uses health facilities as terror hubs.
According to intelligence assessments and information we gathered on the ground, over 85% of major medical facilities in Gaza have been used by Hamas for terror operations.
The IDF also denied allegations that soldiers targeted the hospital's generators. Reports have emerged the Israeli military had targeted the generators, and their failure resulted in several deaths at the hospital. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday Russian plans to launch a new space-based anti-satellite weapon system are not set in stone, suggesting there's a chance to persuade Moscow to change course. VOA National Security reporter Jeff Selden reports.
Word of the new Russian anti-satellite system involving nuclear power or weapons began spreading earlier this week after a top U.S. lawmaker went public with concerns. But U.S. President Joe Biden says there's nothing to worry about just yet.
There is no nuclear threat to the people of America or anywhere else in the world with what Russia is doing at the moment.
He says in some ways, the Russian threat is still aspirational.
We found out there was a capacity to launch a system into space that could theoretically do something that was damaging. Hadn't happened yet.
U.S. officials say they're reaching out to their Russian counterparts, hoping to get Moscow to change course.
There is no evidence that they have made a decision to go forward with doing anything in space either.
A Kremlin spokesperson told Russia's TASS news agency that as of Friday, Russian officials had yet to hear from the U.S. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Authorities in Kansas City say two juveniles have been charged in connection with the deadly shooting Wednesday at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally. AP correspondent Bruce Morton reports.
The juveniles are being detained in the Jackson County Juvenile Detention Center. This according to a news release from the county family court, which indicates the suspects face, quote, gun-related and resisting arrest charges. The release also said it is, again quoting, anticipated that additional charges are expected as the investigation by the Kansas City Police Department continues. A mother of two was killed and 22 people were injured amid the throng of fans gathered at a rally outside Union Station after a parade through the city. I'm Bruce Morton.
More on this story and all the stories we're covering today can be found on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.